Happy Saturday, guys. I got a little bit of news for you today. Not as much as usual, so let's jump into this and get this over. Okay, Sideshow has a Spider-Man Spider-Punk suit. If you're not familiar with Spider-Punk, he's from an alternate universe. Hobie Brown, who is actually the Prowler in our universe, is the Spider-Punk from whichever universe they're from. They've made a action figure of him by Hot Toys. It's $235. It's on pre-order right now. You can put it on payment plan. It should be here July to September of 2019. So I don't see any limited number on these. So you should be able to pick one of these up relatively easy. The Spider-Punk is very distinctive. It's got the metal mohawk, wearing the cut-off arms jeans jacket. He's got his red spider-webbed guitar. This action figure comes with so much extra stuff. It's got 30 points of articulation, for one thing. It's also got a head sculpt with the mohawk and three pairs of different eyes, so you can create different expressions with him. It has 12, no less than 12 interchangeable hands. You have fists, open hands, web shooting hands, relaxed hands, gesturing hands, and guitar playing. So you can put him in a lot of different poses. He also comes with a lot of different costume stuff here. You know, it's all actual cloth type costume. It's not just a big plastic toy. These Hot Toys, very detailed. He has a lot of accessories. Like I said, he comes with a guitar, the red spiderweb guitar. They have actual strings on the five strings of spiderweb in different shapes and lengths. He has a web shooter, a spider drone, a web sticker, and comes with a stand. He is about 12 inches tall. It's not a small piece. Looks really good. If you're a Spider-Man fan and you like the alternate versions of Spider-Man, I'm sure Spider-Punk is probably going to take over popularity from Spider-Gwen. I think she was a flash in a pan and she's over, and this is going to be the next one. Also from Sideshow by Iron Studios, a Black Manta statue. With the Aquaman movie set to come out soon, and it's been getting at least good reviews, and they're going back to do some more editing, so hopefully they can make it even better. But the Black Manta statue, it's based on the Black Manta from the movie that's coming out. This guy's only $105. He's on pre-order. Since it's such a low number, there's no payment plan, so $105, you can have this dude. He comes out at the end of 2019. It's a 110 scale. He's just shy of 8 inches tall. He's all hand-painted. It's got the it's limited edition. It's in polystone. And it's got Manta standing on, looks like a wave, with his swords pulled and his iconic helmet on, the spaceship-looking saucer helmet. So yeah, right in time for the Aquaman movie, you're going to get the Black Manta statue from Sideshow Collectibles Iron Studios. And of course, if you're going to have Black Manta, they got to have the Aquaman statue, and they do. For some reason, Aquaman's a little more expensive. He's $115. There is a payment plan. It's on pre-order, comes out around the same time, end of 2019. He's a little taller because he's the figure's not taller, the actual character. It's just that he's standing higher up on a wave from the ocean. So yeah, he's about 12 inches tall, limited edition, hand painted like the others, based on the movie. It's not your Aquaman with the blonde hair, the surfer dude one. This one looks a little more like Jason Momoa, but not exactly like him. But you're going to get the brown-haired with the brown beard Aquaman that is closer to what you're going to see in the Aquaman movie coming up soon. Okay, Comics Gate. I guess we should go ahead and talk about that. It's a big movement that got started. They wanted people to be hired in comics for talent rather than to fill a quota for their gender or race or whatever. They wanted politics removed from the comics, which is going to be impossible because comics reflects real life, and all the way back even to the X-Men, it dealt with politics, so that, I believe, is a lost cause. But anyway, the Comics Gate thing kind of turned into a bad there's bad elements in that movement, and they both sides were bad, and they just started a big Comics Gate furor. Well, somebody went and trademarked Comics Gate for a comics publisher. Vox Day, I guess he was the impetus behind this movement, said that he was going to start a Comics Gate comic publishing company, trademark it. One of the big talent names behind this, Ethan Van Sciver, started arguing that he had the right to it because he actually has a YouTube show called Comics Gate Live. And while those two guys were fighting about that, somebody snuck in and went ahead and trademarked it right out from under them. So they have they posted up the paperwork where they do have the Comics Gate trademark now, standard character mark. And who is it? I just read it. So yeah, somebody came in, swooped in, got it from them. Antonio, where's his last name? He has now the Comics Gate trademark, and he's using that to kind of get some more publicity for his existing stuff. We'll see if he's actually going to publish anything under that title or not. Here we go. Antonio J. Malpica from Florida, publisher of Scorn Comics. He is the Comics Gate trademark owner now. So while they were arguing amongst themselves, he snuck in and grabbed it. Fans of Civilization, the game, where basically you're building your civilization, like it says, up from scratch, you know, cavemen up to modern times and actually into the future. Civilization VI will be ported over for Nintendo Switch this year. So you can play Civilization on the run now. With the Switch version, it's going to have all the newest updates and improvements, and it's also going to have some extra content in there. They're going to have the Viking Scenario Pack, Poland Civilization Scenario Pack, Australia Civilization and Scenario Pack, and the Persia Macedon Civilization and Scenario Pack. That's a lot of scenario packs. I would really be interested in the Vikings one. Bring those guys up into modern times and future on your Civilization game. So if you have a Nintendo Switch, good news. Civilization VI coming out by end of the year. You can play it on the run. In one of our weeklies, we talked about Dr. Octopus getting his own title again. A Superior Octopus. It's going to be a one-shot in October. But branching out of that one shot, he's going right back to getting his own recurring title. But it's going to be Superior Spider-Man. So he's going back to the Superior Spider-Man deal, going to get his own running title, which Superior Spider-Man was one of my favorite runs of Spider-Man anyway. That's going to come out in the one shot comes out in October, Superior Octopus. In December, you're going to get the Superior Spider-Man recurring. So if you're a fan of Otto Octavius, and if you're not, you should be, you will be happy to get that comic. They are going to try to relaunch Iceman again. They've tried to give him his own title so many times, it just never really works out. He's better on a team. But they're going to try again. Bobby Drake, Iceman number one. This is going to deal a lot with, it looks like they're hinting around, it's going to be some things with the Morlocks. Somebody's going around and killing the Morlocks again, and it's going to be on Mr. Iceman, Bobby Drake, to try to prevent another mutant massacre of the Morlocks. There's going to be some cameo guest shots in here of Bishop. So let's see. Iceman, and it's written by Cena Grace. I'm not familiar with much of her work. I hope she writes a good story. I'd like to see one of the other X-Men get their own title. Don't hold out much hope, but hey, cross your fingers, Iceman is good. Pokemon Go. They are having another big event. It's a Moltres Day event. It's going to be from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time today. You can catch a shiny version of the legendary Pokemon Moltres. Like I said before, the shinies, really the only difference is their coloration. They don't add any other bonus besides just being a different color. Anytime you go on a raid today, they're all going to be during that time frame, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. You'll have a 1 in 20 chance of getting a shiny Moltres. So if you're a completionist and you want to get all the Pokemon you can in your collection, you might want to go out and do some raids today. They're going to give you some free raid passes. It says around 5. They can only be obtained one at a time. They don't want people stockpiling. So you can do up to at least 5 raids with these free raid passes and hopefully pick up one of the shiny Moltreses. We talked about Infinity Wars, where Gamora is the bad guy, Requiem. It's been long enough. I don't consider it a spoiler anymore. It's been out for over a month. She killed Star-Lord, but then, you know, he didn't stay dead because Doc Strange used his time stone to go back in time and unkill him. They are teasing now in the Infinity Wars that one of the Guardians of the Galaxy will die. We aren't real sure. There's speculation, but that's exactly what it is speculation. Whether that character stays dead or not, hey, it's comic books, doubtful. Nobody stays dead in comics. So in December, Infinity Wars Fallen Guardian, number 1, you're going to see one of the Guardians kick the bucket. So in December, let's see if they die and how long they stay dead. And that is the last article I have for you guys today. As always, please subscribe to this YouTube channel, like this video, comment on this video. If you don't like video, go to talknerdypodcast.com. You can download me there or listen to it in the browser or any podcast platform out there we should be on. If you find a podcast platform we're not on, please let me know so I can get us added. I will see you guys tomorrow. Later, nerds.